We'll get started. Okay, so losachmar, right? So Gemara says losachmar inchi below dami chashvur. Right, so we were really delving into the question of like, what is losachmar? What does losachmar reflect? And what we saw, right, different shitos. Some really saw it as more as a gezel, some sort of more as like a moral failing. We saw also this idea, right, of like the idea of like, you know, thought control of like mitzvah said, like, no, you can't be chayiv to think certain things or feel certain things, right? And how are you supposed to go about doing that? And then bring this back to our Gemara, right? What does that do to our chiyuv or psul, sorry, for shavua and idos afterwards? Right? So it's, right, the Gemara says, right, le'inchi below dami chashvil, right? Morav amar dami kayehiv nele, in the case of a watchman, shomer, who has someone else's object, he claims it got stolen, then he pays for it. So we make him make a shvua that he doesn't actually have it in his house. Right? So he says, why? Hasam nami moriva omer dami kayehiv nile. Oh, sorry. Let's get a little more context. Mashmino so shvua shein brashusa. So question is, name amigu do chashar amona chashar shvua. Why don't we say that since we're worried that this guy took the object, even though it's not his, that would in effect be chashar amona. And since he's taking mamon that isn't his, right? The answer is no, because he's taking the object, right? But he's paying for it. I'm paying for it, right? The shomer pays for the object that he claims got stolen, right? It's just that he's not supposed to take the object. It's the other person's object. You can't just go and like take someone else's object and pay them for it, right? Wait a second. You have a word for someone who takes someone else's object and pays for it. He's over on losachmod. That's what losachmod lets you blow dami chashvu. People think that losachmod is only where you don't give, where you don't actually pay. Right? So Tosa says what? Losachmod, the blow dami mashvu. In tomar typically milotikso. Isn't that the same as lotikso? Yishlamar lavra labashay lavin in a chanam. Right? Actually, a totally possibly. In tomar hachi v'ha ki yahiv dami nami chamson hav. Isn't he then a chamson, right, which is someone who steals something and then pays for it, right? Like our case of the mafia guy. He says, I like your coat, you know, and then he pays him for it, but he just takes his, the other guy's coat, right? He didn't get him to agree to it. The chamson pasul eidos, yidiksiv al tashis yadchem rasha liyoseid chamas. But pasul eidos is pasul eshua. And tchol hainu dechashiv tzul eidos, all right, pasul eshua. Yishlomar chamson lo pasul eidos al midrabanan. Then he says, oh, maybe a chamson is only pasul midrabanan. And in a chanami, really, he is going to be kasher, right? Miditani beperek zeborer. Osiv aleim chamsonim v'lo parech chamson doraisa kideparech agazon. By gazon, this Gemara says, oh, wait a second, why are they mosif? He's already possible because he's possible with doraisa. By chamson, we don't ask that. There's also answer the same question. And the case of Lo Sachmod in the Pasuk is the Afka case where he never actually paid. The Shili Agozel Demaisi Kra Demichamas Ben Yehuda Afilu Yahiv Dami Asmachta Me'am. And just an Asmachta that if you're over, if there's no money, if you do pay. The Afka Gav the Husifu Aleim Chamsanim Lepsuleidos Hu Adin Shapasul Shavua. Oh, wait a second. But we did say that a chamson, right, are pasul eidos at the very least, midarbanan, right? So shouldn't they also be pasul eshvua, right? So the Tosfos answers, ah, that's dafka case of a chamson who's chotzef lachtof miyad liyad biyadias habaylin. That's like the guy walks up to someone else in the tree, right? He grabs him by the scruff of his neck and he takes his object and he says, this is mine now. And then he says, and here's a 20 for your troubles, right? Because he's chotzov, right? Because he's a brazen person, right? Aval hacha, this case of the shomer who's like doing it sneakily and paying for it, lo chotzov, elamal malim chamsanu. So va'amar shenev dalo lo pas. This is this guy who, right? Who's not a, you know, he's not like a crook, or he's a crook, but he's not a brazen crook. But we can assume that he's still going to be honest when it comes to Shavuot. Okay, so Tosfos' approach to this whole issue is to say, Losachmod really equals lo tigzo, right? It's dafka where you didn't give money, but if you paid, then you're not a chamsan. And since you're not over on lo sachmod, right? And the real chamsan is someone who doesn't pay. And if you pay, it's right. It's like it's only it's darabanan. You're only pasul leidos mitarabanan, and that's only if you do it in a brazen manner. Right? Tosus's approach is really to say, look, if you pay, then it can't. It's not gonna. You're not chashra mamona, right? You're not over lo sachmon because you didn't steal anything, right? And I think it's just important to note for future purposes, is that right? Tosfos's emphasis is that in order to like really be puzzled to be chashur al mamona b'chula, you really need to steal money, right? And our metric here is: are you a thief, right? Have you taken someone else's money, right, and increased your own wealth by taking someone else's money? And since you paid, you didn't steal, right? It's not a nice thing that you're doing, right? But the fact that it's you know a violation of the other person's rights doesn't make you puzzled. It's only when you take someone else's money that you're possible, right? You need to commit, I guess call it a financial crime where you increase your wealth by doing it, as opposed to simply an impingement on the other person's property rights, right? So it's a lot about the fact that you're gaining money, according to Tosfos. So you're gaining money by stealing. That's really what passes. Yeah, to you.
So I'm wondering, like, all the passages we said were in the context of the end in terms of Chamsan. I'm also just trying to wrap my head a bit more around the beginning. The whole idea of Shnei Lavin and Gzela and whatever, is that, like, what's the relationship between Gezel and Lo Tachmod at this point, according to Tosfos?
Same thing. Actually, just the same thing.
Okay, but Chamsan and, you know, Gzela are not conventionally the same thing, are they?
No, which is why Tosfos has to say, in the Psukim, conventionally they're not. And that's derabanan later usage. But in the Pasuk, Chamsan Dikra is the lo yavdan. That's exactly, even Tosfos is sensitive exactly to what you're asking. And he's like, wait a second, that's not how we use it. That's not what the word means, right? Keep saying this word. It doesn't mean what you think. And his answer is, oh yeah, but in the Torah it does, right? In the Torah it means one thing, and like later in the Chazal, we use it a different way, but really lo sachmod in the Torah is like lo tigzol. Lo tigzol in the Torah means don't kidnap, right? It's like kind of like bumping everything up. There's also an isra of geneva in the Torah. So you have two lavin. You have don't steal, don't Chamsan steal, right? And then separately, you know, you have also the other isurim, but like let's say lo sasave, but the actual isur of lo sachmod is really just another way of saying lo tigzol. Yeah, you're right. You're bothered by it because it's like, wait a second, but they're not supposed to be the same thing. Until this is coming around and saying, no, really lo sachmod really is the same as lo tigzol.
Okay, really if I can sharpen my question a little bit. I think I get from here why you can't be Chomed without being Gozel, but I don't understand the vice versa. Like, if Lo Tachmod is really built into every time you are Gozel.
Yeah, he's even saying, he's not just saying like, oh, because you're being Chomed. Lo Tachmod really has nothing to do with Chomed, right? It doesn't really have to do with coveting. It's really just Gezel, or maybe you could say it's interesting. You're saying, oh, I think what you're saying is lo sachmod is really about the coveting, but it's coveting and then stealing, as opposed to lo tigzal, which is the same iser, just focused on the other on the mama. I think what you're saying is like kind of like, oh, lo sachmod is like the moral, is like a more morally bent iser, saying don't covet and steal, while lo tigzal is saying, right, respect, like, you know, dine mamonis wise, don't steal. So at the end of the day, they both cover the exact same subset of cases, right? But the nature of the isra is different. So you're coming
maybe
from?
Maybe. I don't know. I might be a step behind you, and that's like a way of formalizing it. I think it's like, if we're trying to say, ask what's latachmod, and the answer is don't steal, so then you say, okay, so we're treating them as a synonym in this case, right? So then how far does that synonym extend? Is that we understand like latachmod in the light of latigzol, or are we saying, oh, we learned from here that they're the same thing? And if so, what's the relationship in general? Like, what's the significance of that relationship in general?
Right. So I think the way Tosos seems to present it, although again, I like the idea of saying like they're really two different things that just happen to always overlap. The way Tosos presents it, it sounds like they're just actually just, it's one of these lav or lav shtei lavin. It's like literally just, it's the same thing. And there are different cases like this where you have just like two classic examples of this would be Balira Bayamatza, according to the Rambam, are two different Isurim. You can't, you know, you can't like see chametz, you can't like own chametz. You're always, the cases where you'd be over one, you're always over the other. The Rambam says there's no case where you're over one without being over the other. But says the Rambam, they're two separate isurim, because fundamentally they're different. The Rambam by ribis says the isur of neshech and the isur of tarbis are exactly the same. Don't think that they're really two fundamentally different things that always have, or that always overlap. They're actually exactly the same thing. The Torah just gave you two to really say, like, this is really awesome. But really, they're exactly the same thing. I think Tosos is saying the latter, right? That it's actually the same Isser, essentially repeated twice. Why? Because it's really awesome. Lavar lav ishtei lav. Lavar lav ishtei lav is a concept that we have, right? That you're just over, it's, you know, I told you once, I told you twice. Why'd I tell you twice if I told you the same thing twice? And here's, if I tell you the same thing twice, right? It's extra awesome. Right? It's like, really don't do it, right? But ultimately, I'm just saying the same thing again. So the way Tosos presents it, it sounds like it's actually the same thing. You're right. My natural inclination would be to say that they're different. But that's not the way Tosos presents it. Tosos really seems to say, oh, they're actually exactly the same thing. Right? Lo sachmod equals lo tigzol. And just it's just that, right? Right? Im tomer typically milo tigzol. Love or love, v'shei love it. Yeah, in chanami, you're right. It really is. Wait, the question is, isn't this exactly the same as lo tigzol? And the answer is, yeah, it is. Right? It's love or love, v'shei love. Okay? There happens to be like a bit of a support here, or not so clear actually. Had you read this Gemara in Sanhedrin? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, right, talks about, oh, chamsanim were originally not possible. Right, Meikara Savur Dami Kayahiv, Akrai Ba'almahu. It's like only, you know, it's only the, it's, you know, Akrai was like a fluke, right? Kiva Dechazi Dekachatvi. So they grabbed it, they managed, like, you know, grab it out of the people's hands, Gazjibur Rabban and pass on later. What does that mean? So Tosos said, right, that the Kachazi Dechatvi, the fact that they did it brazenly, that shows like, oh, they're like brazen people, and they're brazen enough to do this type of grabbing things from other people, even if they're paying for it, then they're brazen enough to lie in court and to make a shvua sheker. That's what Tosfos interpret it. Passus of the Gemara, or another way to read the Gemara, is like, oh no, something about the fact that it's chotfi versus akrai. What does that mean? So Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Tosos in Sanhedrin, right, he starts off the same as our Tosos. You're not over at all if you actually gave money. Right? He says, okay, but what? Right? He says, oh, the fact that we're saying that's what people think implies that. But they're wrong, right? Yesh lomar, the mashmalu, the kamar, ish lakish, nami, dechein hu ha'emes. And that's really true, right? Not only is that what's mashmalu, but that's yeah, they're right. Right? Just because that's what everyone thinks doesn't mean that it's wrong, right? Meaning, you know, popular opinion doesn't make something right, but it also doesn't necessarily mean that it's wrong. But odi yesh lomar, now there's a new option. The hacha, hachi kamar. Dami kayahiv, the hayu mefaisim osel ad shiyomru rotzani. They waited, right? They'd keep trying to convince the guy to sell until he says, okay, fine, right? So it says rotani. And imkein lo avri alav lo zachmod. And as such, they're not over on the lav of lo zachmod. Even the chazid is shakli bal korchayu. Then the when they saw that people were doing it, with lo hayu choshishem yifaisenu, and they weren't waiting for the guy to say rotani. That's when they passed them for eidah. Meaning what? Says Tosas Sanhedrin, maybe the difference between lo zachmod and lo tigzol is lo tigzol, you don't give money. Lo sachmod, you give money, but you don't get the guy to give in. Right? If you force it, if you get him to say rotzani at the end, if you're like taluv is oven, and the guy agrees, even though he's agreeing under duress, as we had a lot of discussions a few years ago about like what type of, right? When das does agreement under duress count as, rather different levels of das, you know, das for kiddushin, das for kinyanim, etc., etc. So we saw this idea, right, that agreement or consent under duress on some level is and on some level isn't, right? And for a sale, in order to transfer ownership, since it's inevitable, right, since the other person already took the object and you don't really have a choice in the matter, so one option to read it is to say, because you know that the guys are going to take it anyway, right? So you might as well get the money that he's giving you. And since you want to at least get the money that he's offering, so you actually agree and you've decided to sell it to him. The other option is to say that it's more of a, you know, it's consent under duress. It's not like, oh, you just are being smart about it, or I guess being tactical about it, strategic about it. But actually, you never really fully agree, right? You don't have like gemiras das. On the other hand, you do have das, you do armaskim. And so it's just saying that there's this in-between state, either way, right, in this idea of there being an in-between state of taking it, even though he says rotani, but since it wasn't with gemiras das, right, that's fine. According to Tes Tosos, that's not lo sachmod. But if you take it and you pay for it, but he doesn't agree, that's lo sachmod. Meaning what? First option, Tes Tosos, is this idea that if you didn't steal it and not pay for it, then it just, right? It's not going to pass through Yuleido, it's not going to pass through Yeshua. It's not some sort of financial crime at all, because it's because you paid for it, right? How could it be a financial crime if you paid for it? Right? That's Tosa's first answer. Tosa's second answer is, if you pay for it, but the guy never agrees to sell it, right? So you're totally in violation of his property rights, because he never sold it to you. You paid him for it, but he never sold it to you, which means legally it should still belong to him, right? In which case, you're right now in violation of his property rights. Even though you're not stealing money, you're stealing property, right? So if we go to, you know, life, the right to life, liberty, and property, right, you're impinging on his right to property, even though you're not stealing money from him, right? And so this is, oh, okay, so maybe that counts. But if he agrees, even though it was under duress, right, then you're not going to be pasulaitos or l'shavua, right? Even though, right? Right, even though he didn't want to sell it to you. Now, if we move on, where the Rambam says, again, it's in Hilchos Gezeila, and you're only over if you get it, right? But it's a lav shembo maisa, right? Because it's even though you paid for it, and even though the guy said rotzani and agreed, right? You nudge the guy, right, until he sells it, but he sells it to you. And you pay him three times the value, right? I raise it over below sas, below sas eshnam below sachmod, vein lokin alavze, v'nese imbo maisa, v'ino over below sas, ad shigika chachifat shachama. Right, then you're not over, right, until you actually get the chayfets, right? Even though, and the guy has to agrees, and he sold it to you, but nonetheless, you're over on the esser, right? On the other hand, it's a lav and esser gzeila. So you could say it's just like a emotional esser, right? On the other hand, well, you know, if it's just about losis aved, let's say, or if it's just about the chimud b'leiv, right, which we saw was like a moral esser, so then why is it in gzeila b'aveda? Okay, the Rambam also adds in, And one of his examples here is Ribbis, which hopefully we'll get to at that point. Kitzad hacham sanin, behim halukhim karko metatlan, shaluberatan abayelim, avobish and osna adamim. Areyulu psulim mi divrehim. The Rambam says that you're only pasul with the Rabbanan. Like, wait a second, aren't you over in Los Achmod? As the Lech Mishnah says, any Omer, the Esher Loma Shesover Rabinu came, the Kasav Perak Rishon Melchot Zela, afilu nosin damim, over alav, Los Achmod. Right? So you can't say like Tosos. Paint tears pasos, she tears out Tosos. But you may fight some such Yom Rotz Zani. Yev Shagam Kin Sharbeinu Sover Get Chain Nisham Katsav Magid etc. Basically, right? Rambam says that you're over on Los Achmon even if you pay for it, even if the guy agrees, right? Okay. It says the Gemara in Misach Sanhedrin about a totally different case about these guys who are burying a dead body on Yom Tov. Okay, Hanu Kvurai the Kavru Nefesh Bi Yom Tov Rishon Shel Atzeres. Okay, and the context here is we're trying to figure out people who are apostle aides and people who are not. So in this case of these people, these grave diggers, right? Shamtin Rav Papa and Rav Papa put them in Chirem Upaslenu the Eidos because they're burying somebody on Yom Tov, which is Aser, right? The Achshirinu Rav Huna Breid Rav Yishua. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yishua said that they're Kashal Eidos. I'm there of Papa, V'harashayim Nenu. But he's like, they're being the Mechal Yontif, right? Birabim. And the answer is no. Says Rav Huna, yeah, but Savri Mitzvah Kavit, they think they're doing a good thing, right? They're burying this guy. He's like a Mace Mitzvah, whatever. They think they're doing a great mitzvah. Pakasham Tinanu. But he's like, I just put them in Chirem, right? I'm the rabbi, and I just put them in Chirem. Why do they think they're doing a mitzvah? And so Stavri Kapara Kavdila Rabbanan, they think, they're doing the right thing. They're burying this poor guy. Elama, right? If you bury him on Yantif, so you're still doing Malach on Yantif. So even though you're doing the right thing by burying this guy, you also need Kapara, right? Which is true, right? Sometimes you could do the right thing, but still need Kapara. Right? So here, the right thing to do, they think, is to bury the guy. But also, the Rabbanan are going to put some Chirim for a shtickle in order to get us some kapara for Mimachal Yantif, in order to do this mitzvah. Therefore what? Therefore, since Savri mitzvah ka'avdi, even though they're totally doing something aser, since they don't think it's so bad, right? So therefore, they're not possible. They're not really possible. Right? So, Lamaisa, I think, right? According to these, right, we have these three options. So two options in... Yeah, 1 second. Right, for the Rambam, for Maritosis and right, they basically say, if you're over on a financial crime, then you're a puzzle. But old Tosis' first option is only if you're like totally actually stealing money. Tosis' second option is, or in the right of it also, is that if he doesn't say Rotsani, so then you're stealing his property, even though you're not stealing his money. Right? The third option, right? And therefore, in these cases, in Los Achmud, you wouldn't be over. It wouldn't be possible. For the Rambam, we have two options, essentially. We could say, first of all, so Rambam says it's Sholi Shaykh, right? Even if you paid the Gamre. Okay, so what's the status of the Psole Eidos? Are you really Psole Eidos or are you really Kashal Eidos? Right? So let's go through the Ishitas and then. So I want to make sure I'm getting the order, getting things in the order right. Yeah, right. So when people say, le'inchi below dami kash vilahu, are they kash leidus or not? So Beis Yosef says, so even though the Rambam says that chotef mashkon is a gazlan, right? Since he's choshev that it's mutter, he's not pasul leidus, right? Based on this Gemara in Sanhedrin about the grave diggers, and when people think that they're doing something that's okay, or they think that they're not puzzle, even though they're really totally doing something usher, right? The psychology of what they're doing is really critical, right? The amigo de chashra mona, chashra shvua, right? The mora hetera, the fact that they think that they're, what they're doing is not so bad is a huge factor. And therefore, even though they're really over, they're going to be kashalates. Right? The advaz also says, gezel akum, even though it's totally gezel, right? Since people think that it's mutter, you're not puzzle eidos. Interesting question. What about like taxes, right? If someone cheats on their taxes, right? Are they puzzle eidos or not? Right? So based on the side of Radvaz, you say, well, a lot of people think that it's allowed, even though it's totally usher, right? And because of that, maybe we'll say, okay, right? Since le'inchi chashvi lehu, the very fact that people think that it's allowed, or they, right, or they think it's not so bad, and it's not going to passle eidos, mamela makes them not passle eidos, because we passle them for eidos because they're over on the usher, even though they know it's not allowed, right? But these gravedigger people, even though they know it's usher, they think like, oh, but it's the right thing to do. So that, like, psychology makes them kosher, right? Or we can say, no, they actually really puzzle le'edos, right? They're still kosher le'shavua. As the Rimi Gash says, oh, right, about the Milva Yeshana, right? You're actually puzzle le'edos, but you're kosher le'shavua, because puzzle le'edos is a formal din, right? While psul shavua is a practical din, right? We saw that Rimi Gash a while ago. Right, the altase is rasha aid means you need a formal status. There's a formal status of rasha that passes you leidos, and that's if you do a certain type of aveira. While the psychology is the reason why we don't let you make a shavua, right? Which actually fits nicely with the Rambam, right? The shach and the sma also passel leidos, and the rikatz says gezakim is postal leidos because then today it's geza, right? So you can say, oh, they're passel leidos, but they're not passel shavua, and that's exactly really why our Gemara focuses in dafka on the shvua question, right? For shvua, le'inchi chashpi lehu saves you, right? So you have this big machloka between, let's say, the shach and the sma, the marikatz and the rimigash, versus like the Beis Yosef and the Radvaz, about whether or not does psychology save you also for eidos or only for shvua, right? The Beis Yosef and the Radvaz say, even if you're over on like mamash iser gazel, if the psychological perception is that it's not gazel, so it saves you from your possible eidos. While the shach and the sma, and these Rishonim think that now, since you are Shashem Rasha, you'll be Pasul Eidos, you won't be Pasul Shavua. Okay, getting back to Lo Sachma, right? So, what's the status of Lo Sachma for Eidos, right? Hold on one second, I just want to like kind of finish this up, and then we'll back to that. So, according to Tosfos, right, your Lo Sachma is Pasul Eidos, right? But you're only over on losach mode if you actually are, if you don't pay, right? Or, right, you could say, even if it's dinei mamonis, the fact you could save yourself from being pasul, even if you were over on losach mode, because if people don't think you're over, right? You have two options. If you think losach mode is really, would really be pasul eidos, Katalav de mamon, right? So either you could say it's only below dami chashvi lehu, right? Because it's actually true, below dami. Or you could say, no, it's below dami chashvi lehu, and even though you're a chamsan and you've been over on Isra Dini Mamonis, you're not possible because you don't think that you're possible, right? Kivan shalo choshvim shalo over him, they're not nifsan, right? If you think that lo sachmod is really a lav on a davarsha believe, right? So let's say Tosfos is saying, at the end of the day, you weren't really over on Losach on a Mamonis Isser, right? Because you gave money. Or according to the Rambam, it says, oh, fundamentally, Losach is always a din in, right, in your, as a moral Isser, right, of the Chimud. So, and therefore you're over, even if you give Maos and you pay and you're Mephaiso Bechule, because Chimud that's Aser, right? And since the Kichas Mamon is really just a Shir and the Chimud Aleiv, so maybe you're not possible at all. That's option number one. I just want to add another option in the Rambam where it's possible that, or it's interesting, let's say, that Lo Sachmod is posel midrabanan, right? If the guy's paying for it, so why is it posel midrabanan even? So something that's like really interesting in general about like losachmod, if losachmod is really a shear in the chimud shabalev, then why is it in like in dinei nezikin? Right, Shimon the Rambam put it in Hilchos Deos, right? But one thing, one theme that we're going to see a few times in the Rambam is the Rambam sees like Hilchos Nezikin, particularly between Jews, as having a very, very strong social fabric. the idea of like being chomed someone else's possessions is obviously a moral failing, but it's also a financial crime in a sense to want someone else's possessions, even though it's more probably moral. That moral failing, right, because it impacts also on other people's let's say possessions. So it's like there's this like social fabric of that extends into monetary interactions that like the moral failings there also apply. I would, you know, almost say like if we're going with the Declaration, American Declaration of Independence. So I say Tosos is focused on like the right to property, right? In order to be like a gazel, in order for it to be a financial crime, you need to impinge on the other person's property. And like for the Rambam, in a large sense, Nizikin, right, and like Mishpat, and like the financial law includes also the pursuit of happiness. So let's say being chomed someone else's mammon, right, trying to impinge on that other person's pursuit of happiness is also a financial crime. Right? It's not just a moral failing. Right? And then it could be that the reason why the Rambam says like you're still kashal edos, even though you're over on the sach mode, is right, because here's the big question, let's say, for the Rambam. From the Rambam's perspective, right, the Gemara says what about Los Achmod? It's about Los Achmod, right? Wait a sec. V'haka avar alav Los Achmod. According to the Rambam, isn't Los Achmod a moral iser? So why would the Gemara say that you should be pasul eidos and l'shvua if you're over on Los Achmod? Right? Los Achmod is a moral iser. It's about chimud, shabalev, right? The taking the money is just a manifestation of that, right? So if it's about the chimud and it's a moral of failing balev, so why would you be pasul leidus ulishvua, right? So the Gemara's answer is, oh, Los Achmod lechi biladami mashma, right? Look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin about the grave diggers that, like, since they think that it's okay, right? People don't realize that Los Achmod is aser, therefore it doesn't possible them. Right, but what that means is Rav Haka Avar Alav the Los Achmod, and Los Achmod Lichibil Dami Mashmalahu, that even though it's like primarily a moral iser, since it's a moral iser, right, about Chomed Kol Asher L'Chaveira, Kol Chomed Kol Davar She'ef Shashik Neu Mimenu Shal Chaveira, impinging on your neighbor's pursuit of happiness, right, that Chimud is a monetary crime. Because right, the part of the financial system, part of the marechet of Seder of Nezikin is not just like that property rights that Tosos has been focusing on, according to says the Rambam, but it's also this like moral responsibility to your neighbor's well-being, right? And to their financial well-being, right? Or their financial integrity. And therefore, right, the coveting of someone else's property, right, is a violation of your responsibility to, let's say, his pursuit of happiness. And that's a theme I think we're going to try to see a few times, a bunch, in the middle part of the Masechta that we're going to do next month, which is like this more moral expansion, this idea like your moral responsibilities to your neighbor also are financial, right? They have like real financial standing in halacha, that your moral obligations to him are real financial claims that are yotzei b'dayanim, and they're a real part of mission.